Hello.
Hi, my name's Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you
yeah,
today?
I'm good.
Good. It looks like there's been some back and forth and rescheduling, and you wanted somebody to call. So how could I help?
Well, you guys set up my I think it was the Google something. I forgot what it was. And you guys reached out to me to show me how to log into my dashboard, and I had no time at that time.
I see. Okay. So listen, go ahead.
And I hadn't had a chance to log in. I don't know where to go or anything like that at this point. So I don't know where you're at in the whole process and setting up.
Sure. Okay. So I can help you with that. One thing I can see right down the line is that things that we reach out to you that aren't complete have been completed, as far as you did definitely added us as a manager to your Google Business profile. You added us to your Facebook admin. And there's something else I read that was addressed. Let me just look in the notes. Oh, the optimization is complete. Okay. And so let me resend right now your login to your dashboard, and I can go over it with you if you like.
Yes.
Okay. So you're getting it either way, email or text message right now. They're both coming out, and it'll have your username and your password and where to go. Tell me if you received one of those.
No, I didn't get any of this yet.
Okay.
All right. I think I just got some. Let me take a look. Alright, so I see login access on your dashboard. I'm gonna go look at Splash. So the username is my phone number. Password would be
my Bing. Those two words with no space and no capitals.
MYBING. Okay, so I'm able to log in.
Okay, so when you first get in here, and you're doing this on what, a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know, your exact view is a little different than mine on a computer, of course, but what I see all laid out in front of me, you'll probably see when you're scrolling downwards. So there are some square boxes that would say local leads, listings, Google profile actions.
Yeah, I see local leads.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that for a moment. Local leads, if you click in there.
Okay.
There's a couple things that can show up in here. And one, obviously, if somebody dials the call tracking number, it'll be here. And so anybody that's dialed the call tracking number, unless it's a blocked spam number that we know of, you'll be able to also, even though you're getting the call live, you can come back in here and see it. If you had a conversation, you can listen to the recording. The other type of lead that could be in here is if somebody fills out, obviously they could also text, which is the SMS, or website. And if the website would be, if anybody fills out the contact form on your website, you get a message sent to you in real time, but it'll also be in here if you come back and look. One thing to note in here is if you knew you had just had a call and for some reason you wanted to come back and check it out, if you don't see your most recent calls, make it a habit every time you come in here. You see at the top where it has a button that says reload or the word reload?
Reload, yes.
Okay. It's good to make it a habit to hit that every time you come in. That's the way you know that you're getting the most recent call. Okay?
Okay.
So if you go back home.
Go back. Okay.
Google profile action is basically where your Google business profile is linked here. So if you're hands-on in your Google business profile, you always already see this kind of information, but not everybody does, so it's laid out in a user-friendly way here. Okay.
I clicked on it, and it brought me to my Google homepage.
No, that's not the same thing I see. Okay, so let me just double-check. You clicked on Google Profile Actions, right?
Let me go back. Home. We have Google Profile Action, yeah.
All right.
So that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about...
Well, that is what I had clicked on. So if you click on that... I see what happens. So when you go into Google Profile Actions, there's another button that says View Your Profile, but I'm not clicking on that. If you did click on that, it would take you out to Google and show you your listing on Google. But I'm not clicking on that. I'm just coming in here and seeing the numbers, like how many websites visits, things like that.
Direction request.
Exactly. And I don't know why, even on service industries where there's no address showing, I don't know why there's always so many clicks on that because it's irrelevant to a lot of businesses. But they still do.
It's showing me here a bunch of things when they say bathroom near me, bathroom remodeling in the Poconos, 17 impressions.
Okay, so impressions is how many times this ad showed. This isn't an ad. Your Google business profile. How many times it's showing you what somebody typed in, and how many times, and an impression means how many times it showed up. So your Google listing showed up when people typed in these words. But that's all it means, is just that it showed up. Clicks, website visits is more where if you showed up and they actually clicked on your website. But impression means your Google listing came up.
Okay.
All right. If we go back home, you go down to the one that says reviews. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, click there. I think you're already familiar with reviews. Let's see. It's showing me the last 6 months. So I go into the upper right-hand corner and changed it to all time. And then it shows me all 33 of your reviews. One thing that's in here.
Say that again. Upper right hand corner, the guy showing me total 4 reviews.
Right. So there's another place above higher than that where it only says 4. When it says 4, it's showing you the last 6 months.
Yes.
Change that. Change it to all time.
All time. Okay.
Now you see 33. Yes.
Right.
Okay. So if you scroll down to where the actual reviews are, you obviously already make a good habit of responding to your reviews through your Google listing. Obviously, you've been doing that all along. But here's another place that you can do it from. If you weren't hands-on on your Google listing, you could come in here and also respond from here. Okay?
Okay.
But you've already got a good, that's a really good practice. Okay. So if we go back home.
Okay.
Facebook ads clicks.
Okay.
You have Facebook ads with us, and you've had 11 clicks so far, 761 impressions, which means the ad is shown or been seen, but 11 times that people clicked on it. And there's an example of what the ad looks like there where it says Facebook ad preview. And typically just more information in here.
Okay.
Now, there are a number of other areas I can show you. One is posts. I don't know, you might already be familiar with posts on Google, since it seems like you're hands-on. But if you're not, posts can be made from here. We made one, but as you can see, it makes it easy for you to add a new post yourself from here as well. Okay.
Yeah, this is my number one post. I don't see that, but I don't see that option.
Okay, so you click on post, and then it says after you've clicked on it, if you're in this page, something orange that says add new post.
Hold on, I'm on the home page. I don't see post. Where do I go first?
Oh, you just go, I forgot. I know why. So you're on your cell phone. You can't see the menu. So there's three bars in the upper right-hand corner.
Okay. There we go.
And then
yeah.
A menu. Yeah. That's
both.
Okay. And
okay.
After you come here, you'll see one post that we made. And
right.
Add a new post button if you want to do one yourself.
Add a new post. Now, my question is, I have a lot of other photos that I would like to put instead of what you guys put.
Okay. So keep in mind, the post is different than just where you put all your photos. Let me just double check. Obviously, even this post that we made, the picture can be changed on it. There's an edit button underneath it. And, of course, if you make a post, you can use any pictures you want. But if you're talking about adding new pictures to your account that would go on Google or Facebook or your Google or your website, if we created a website, yes, we did. In that case, go back to your menu.
Home or just the up?
The actual menu, with those lines that open your menu.
Right, yes.
Okay, so business info is the very last thing on that menu.
Okay.
Okay, and let me catch up to you because I'm not there. And scroll to the very, very bottom of this. These are pictures that we have, and here's where you can add all the pictures you want to add that will also end up in your gallery on your website, and we can also move them over to Google, and then we can pull from these when they do things for Facebook.
Would you be doing things automatically, or I have to tell you when you're going to, if I add it over here?
Okay. If you add it over here, it's going to automatically go to your gallery. It should automatically go to the gallery of your website. And then it also alerts our team that our team also gets alerted, and it sends a note to our revisions team that you have sent pictures. And so then they should be up hitting an update that takes them also onto Google. Having said that, if you want something to specific at any time, then you can text us, email, or call us and ask us, hey, I want you to do this or that with a particular picture or anything that you're asking for specifically.
Like, let me draw a scenario. My problem with the Google homepage, the Google page I have.
Okay.
It's when I add photos, let's say I add, for instance, 10 photos.
Mm-hmm.
They spread the photos out throughout all my, let's say I have 300 photos. They spread it throughout. They don't, like my last 10 photos I just add, they don't just put that up front. They just spread it all over.
I'm going to take a look, but the thing about Google is, in your Google listing, there's no way to rearrange the photos. That is a problem with Google and photos. You know,
right.
When you put them in, they're supposed to sort of go in. I used to think they went to the bottom. I mostly noticed they used to seem to go to the top now. But you're saying, but at the same time, I noticed that Google will sort of do what they want with the pictures as well. Sometimes
right.
You ask for a particular cover and they don't do it.
And then another thing also I have, if it's a big project, I have, let's say I have 50 photos and I upload, I'm just drawing a number. Let's say even though 10 photos I upload, sometimes they choose what they want to, my own photos. They choose 5 out of them and add 5 out of those. They don't post what they, if I wanted the 10 photos, they don't post all 10.
Do you post them, do you upload them one at a time or are they being uploaded in bulk?
I do it in bulk, but I realize you can't do too much because then nothing goes through. But I found out a way where it has a limit you can do. But even though if I do that limit, they still choose what they want to.
I'm not familiar with using bulk. Okay, so anytime I put in a picture, I've really done it one for one, and I know our team can upload in bulk, but if Google's just selecting particular pictures, if you're doing it that way, the only way to go back and get something that you want specifically is to upload it by itself. Now I can tell
right.
you though. If you want to upload pictures to your website, and I see you have a lot here, you want to upload pictures to your website, you will have more control about being able to arrange them.
Right, and that's right. That was my next question. On the website you guys created for me, I can put in the photos. Let's say I want photos from 1 to 10, and I want it in that order, I'll get it in that order.
Yeah, let me show you something in business info, okay? I'm going back there. There is a drag feature here, drag to rearrange. So I'm back in the bottom of business info where I can see these pictures, just a few of them.
Okay.
And there is a drag and rearrange them. Yes.
Right.
Having said that, I'm going to show you another tool. When you're uploading pictures for your gallery of your website, we usually ask you to put them here. And the reason is because otherwise the next tool I'm going to show you on Website Editor can be used for a lot of things, but when we unpublish and republish your account, it might often default back to what's right here. And so that's why we say for your gallery, just put the pictures here. If you run into any problems, you let us know and we can fix it for you, okay? Now, I'm going to show you another tool that you have if you go back home. Because it sounds like you're a pretty hands-on person about a lot
okay.
of things. So you on the home page, if you're seeing where it says not in the menu but just where the squares were, there's the part that has your logo, and then maybe below that it says business info, Then you see yes. promoted URL and website editor.
Yes.
Okay. So website editor, I'm just going to give you a peek at that, but actually send you a tutorial for it. But if you open this, it actually can allow you to change almost anything on your whole website. However, it's not, for some people it's all self-evident, but for me it's not, and I definitely have, you know, referred to the email or the tutorial that I'm going to send you, and it, you know, just ways of doing things. There's one tool I will show you in here, though. If you're in your website and you're not doing it yourself, but you want us to do something for you, well, remember, you can always, I don't think this is features on the cell phone. I'm sorry. Not all of the website editor features work on the cell phone. So sometimes you need a computer to use all the features.
Yeah, I'm just getting familiar with it. I'll have to get a computer to.
Yeah. So the reason I was going to show you a tool that I don't think you can see is normally when you go into website editor, if you look to the far right, there's a little extra grayed out area that says, shows a plus sign and comment log. And that if you don't see it, then I'm just going to describe that you can look for this on your computer next time, is that you can click on the plus sign that says add comment. When you do that, it tells you click anywhere on the page to add a comment. So you could go anywhere on this page and click and tell us what you want us to do for you here. So that's another tool on here. Obviously, all these tools are made for doing things yourself, but it also is providing another way to ask us to do something for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So what other questions do you have that I could help with here?
Regarding the Facebook ad, the Google ad itself, I haven't yet to see the ad itself that you guys running.
Okay, so let me back up and look what's on your account, okay? Okay, so we're not running any Google ads. We are managing your Google business profile. So our work with Google for you is just to get you ranking as high as possible on Google with your existing Google business profile. There is such a thing as paid Google ads. You don't have that product currently on your account, but you have Facebook ads. So with Facebook ads, which are paid ads, and you saw that area about Facebook ads, the ads obviously show on other people's pages and other places that Facebook deems to put the ads. So we showed you, if you go back to the Facebook tab, you'd have to leave the editor and go, if you're back there. Let me get back there, too, so that I can see what I need to say here. Okay. On this page, they show you a Facebook ad preview, so you would see what the ad looks like when it shows to other people. And there's also a button below that says request changes if you're wanting to make some change on the ad. It gives you an option to do that. But you're not expected to see these ads yourself.
Say that again. I'm not expected to see these ads?
Not yourself. Facebook ads are not showing on your Facebook page. They're showing other places that Facebook puts them for other people to see. So
right.
It's going to show on other people's Facebook pages and things like that.
And this is across the board. If I upload photos, it will go to my Facebook.
So all your photos won't automatically go. You know what? I would say I don't think they automatically go to your Facebook, any photos that you upload there. So I think with Facebook, you do need to make a request. Basically, if you've uploaded photos, you might want to just send us a quick text that please add these photos to my Facebook page, you know, something. Because they're not automatically, our team will get messages to, they'll know that it needs to be clicked over to Google, but it's not automatically going to go to Facebook. However, when Facebook wants to do something, if they need to draw from something, they'll be able to see them and use them as pictures they would use.
Okay.
And in addition, to let you know, although, you know, we can help you with most things, any agent can help you with most things, there are two other departments that, there's a Facebook department and a website department. If ever you need to speak directly to the Facebook people about something specific about your page or ads, if it's a little more than wanting to just say it to me to give to them, if you really want to discuss things back and forth, we can always get you over to that department.
Let me get familiar with this first, and then I'll move on to that. But I was under the impression that I would be getting Google ads.
Okay.
Now you're saying that I'm not getting Google ads. You're just setting it up. But how would I be getting?
Okay, so let me explain. We are, our main job for all our clients is to get them found on Google. And it's not a call to Google ad. Google, that's your Google business profile that we're working to get you found on. You already have a Google business profile, and it's our job to make sure that it gets ranked and shows on first page of searches. So
right.
You get calls. Those aren't called Google ads, but that's part of Google that we're managing. Google ads is a pay-per-click product, like the Facebook ads is a pay-per-click product. And so you had Facebook ads bundled in. You have $100 for the Facebook ads bundled into your monthly cost. But Google ads start at a minimum of $300 to start. And most businesses do spend at least a little bit more. Not all, but some do. And so it can't be bundled in. It's money we pay to Google. It's not already bundled in, because if it was, it'd be at least $300 higher.
Mm. Okay, but you're saying that you set it up where it could be at the top of the page. I understand. That's what I want. Anyhow, I don't want to have to pay more money and, you know.
Okay.
So this is what I want. I just want results from what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. I understand. And so I'm just going to do a quick look on Google and try to explain that a little bit clearer, okay? There's lots of different kinds of results on any Google search. And at the top of some pages, it says Google Guaranteed. At the top of some pages, it says Sponsored Ads. And then there's the businesses. And then there's organics even below that. So there's at least four different types of things that show up on the page.
I know about those. And typically when I see that, I don't even click on those because I know they're paying to have that advertised.
Okay.
You know, if I'm searching for something, I know that person is paying. So I don't want, it's like they're telling me I have to look at this. I don't want to look at that. I want to look at something else. So I'm glad that it's not showing up like that, as sponsored or paid or anything like that.
Okay. All right. So, and that is, there's two types of paid ads on Google. One is the Google Guaranteed, where they're paying per lead, which is a really good product. And the other is also sponsored, where they're paying per click. So having said that, we're not dealing with that section on your account. We're dealing with the next section, which is the list of businesses. That That part's a process. It's not, and that is what we're working on to get you ranking as high as possible on the first page for that.
Okay.
Okay.
And I did read somewhere it says normally it takes like 45 days to get to see the full effect of everything that what you guys are doing.
I know that I see that worded exactly like that too, and I'm going to tell you that in a way I feel like that's limited to be worded like that, because most businesses will get somewhere on the first page within those 45 days, right? And some
mm-hmm.
some sooner, some later, but most in that time frame. And having said that, that's not the end of it. Then we're still working to get them higher on the first page, and then obviously each keyword, more keywords, more areas. So it's not something that's ever just all done, here you are, and that's all you get. It's continuous work always to get it higher and more. So it's not, I think, most businesses see some results in that time frame, but it still improves from there is what I'm trying to say.
Got you. Okay. Just real quick, I'm on Leeds, and I see if one says Charlesworth, PA, and then the other one say Better Lifestyle.
Okay, let me go to the Leeds and tell you what I think that is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know, but I had to get there first. Okay, so Better Lifestyle, is that your phone number? Did you test that? Did you make a test call to yourself?
Yeah, I think that's the phone number. Yeah, I did. I use a different phone also. Let me see. Have it saved in my contact. Yes, it must be. Go ahead, see. Oh, here it is. The action number is the tracking number. That is 570-356-4722.
Right, that's the tracking number. But when I see this one call that says Better Lifestyle,
sorry.
Is that your phone number?
It is. That is my the office number, yes.
Yeah, so that was a test call that you made.
Okay, yeah.
Was a call that was yesterday afternoon, and you could listen to the recording if you forgot what it was.
No, I think somebody had a pitch call or sell this, or something they were selling or something like that. I just think I hanged up on that. So I remember that call.
Got it. You know, we can also block it from here, too. Do you want me to block that one?
I see it. I think I blocked it already.
Okay. Good. All right, then.
Okay.
Well, any other questions I can help with right now?
No, I guess for me now to start getting the photos upload the way that I want it, like in the projects for the website. That's basically it. And for now, I'm going to try to just send it and tell them. I'll try to send a little at a time and different projects that I did. And
okay.
If they want, and I'll let them know in the text. I find the text is easier.
And you know what? You don't have to upload your pictures yourself there either. You could send all the pictures in a text. You could also text us the pictures with the instructions, and we'll take care of it from there. So,
anyway. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. All right. Hopefully I can see my money's worth, get my money's worth and see an uptick in any in business. I haven't seen anything yet, but it's only a couple, only a week now.
Yep. Well, we're here to help your business. And, if you're not successful, then neither would we be. So we definitely are here to do that for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. How long have you been doing this, by the way?
I've been with this company 13 years.
Yeah, I can tell. You're very knowledgeable about everything.
Thank you. Well, okay. It's always changing. It's not amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to keep up with it also.
Yes.
Okay, you have a good evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye.